And you never know when the telephone rings.
Nikad ne znaš kada će zazvoniti telefon.
But whenever it does ring, I just stop. Anyways, have to stop. And then I think, I'm an eternal soul, a part of Krishna.
I kad god on zazvoni, ja stanem što god radim i onako moram stati i sjetim se, ja sam vječna duhovna duša Djević Krišne.
And this practice helps me, I would say, to be real.
I ta mi praksa pomaže, rekao bih, da budem stvaran.
So often we are caught up in the great wave called life.
I toliko puti smo uhvaćeni s tim velikim valom kojeg zovemo život.
Yeah. With this expression, we mean that we are overwhelmed.
S tim izrazom želimo reći da smo preplavljeni.
Just like, I don't know, in the Adria I have rarely seen these big waves, only when there is a storm, but in the North Sea, where we often find waves which are from here to the ceiling, and when they come, they wash you from your feet and just throw you top and down.
Nisam to baš vidio u Jadranskom moru, možda kad je neka baš velika oluja, ali u sjevernim morima često imamo te valove koji su visoki od polja do stropa i kad vas poklope, jednostavno vas skupe s nogu i kao veš mašini vas zavrte.
So when we say the great wave of life, we mean that we are overwhelmed and we are identifying with what we are doing, which is only true for a few moments really.
I kada govorimo o tom velikom valu života, to znači da smo tako oboreni s nogu sa životom i toliko smo preokupirani sa onim što se dešava, što je u biti stvarno samo na trenutak.
I can imagine that for people like Irena and Sunshita, who are dealing with children, sometimes it's so intense, and you know, one child pulls the ear of the other child, and the boss comes in at the same time and screams at you, and this is called, and then one gets restless and overwhelmed and forgets and is totally upset.
Yeah. Mogu zamisliti Rena i Sunčica koja imaju posla sa djecom, kad djeca počnu vući jedna drugu za uho i u tom trenutku uleti i šef i počne se derat na vas, jednostavno ste preplavljeni sa svim tim.
Oh, when Krishna Jivan i Dama go build the house and some things didn't work out the way it was planned, then you might have also felt disturbed and overwhelmed by the great wave of life.
Ili kada su Dharma i Jivani gradili kuću i onda stvari ne idu kako su oni planirali, zamislili, zasigurno osjećaju onda u tom trenutku tu preplavljenost života.
I think we all know by now.
Ustanu uznemireni.
I think we all know by now. Life is never what you plan, but life is what happens to you.
Mislim da već znamo do sada da život nije ono što planirano, već ono što nam se desi.
So, but when the telephone rings, I get out of the great wave.
Ali kada telefon zazvoni, ja izađem iz tog velikog vala.
I remember, I am eternal.
Sjetim se, ja sam vječan.
All this is only like a dream.
Sve je ovo samo poput sna.
And I feel at peace.
I osjećam se smiren.
I really feel all of us should have such a practice where regularly, I mean very regularly, Mahojwala, not just in the philosophical lecture which we here maybe every day, but very regularly throughout the day we should be real.
I osjećam da bismo zbilja svi mi trebali vrlo vrlo često, ne samo kada slušamo lekciju Mahojwala, već vrlo vrlo često se trebamo sjetiti toga.
We should remember we are eternal souls.
Trebamo se sjetiti da smo vječne duše.
You will live your life entirely different.
U potpunosti drugačije ćete živjeti svoj život.
For instance, when after this little meditation, you know, it goes ring ring and I go meditate. Then I pick up the phone and I have total different conversations than if I'm just, you know, working at the moment. Don't disturb me, please.
Kao na primjer, poslije te meditacije kad mi zasvoni telefon, meditiram na to, imam potpunosti drugačije razgovore kada se javim na taj telefon nego da to ne napravim. I onda se javim, nemoj me uznemirati.
And my dear devotees, we are all eternal souls.
Moji dragi bhakte, svi smo mi vječne duše.
Even the birds know this sometimes.
Čak i ptice to znaju ponekad.
I want to show you now a few pictures which were sent all over the world 5 years ago and made people cry because they were so touched.
Pokazao bih vam nekoliko slika koje su prije 5 godina obišle čitav svijet i ljudi su bili toliko ganuti i dirnuti njima.
People saw these photos in France and even in India and even in China, and I believe they were also published in Russia but not in Germany, strangely enough. And people, they're just so moved by them because they show that we are all eternal.
I ove slike su bile objavljene u Francuskoj, u Indiji, u Kini, začudo ne u Njemačkoj, ali gdje god su ljudi ih vidjeli, bili su toliko ganuti i dirnuti njima.
We are only passing through here.
Mi samo prolazimo kroz ovo mjesto.
Here is the first photo for you.
Evo, možemo vidjeti prvu fotografiju.
It's about a little swallow who was hit by a car as she was flying very happily and then landed on the asphalt.
Priča je o maloj ptičici koja je opalio automobil dok je bezbrižno letila.
The next photo shows her partner coming to her help and giving her some food or maybe swallow medicine.
I sljedeća slika prikazuje njenog partnera koji je došao pomoći i daje joj nekakvu hranu ili možda lijek za ptice.
And then the partner flies away to get more food.
I onda partner odleti da donese još hrane.
But when he returns, his wife is dead.
Ali kada se vratio, njegova žena je mrtva.
He cries bitterly.
Plače ogorčena.
And sings a song of suffering.
I pjeva pjesmu patnje.
Where are you? Come back.
Gdje si? Vrati se.
But she has passed on.
Ali ona je otišla.
She does not return.
I ne vraća se.
The swallow is very sad.
Ptica je vrlo tužna.
And cries.
I plače.
So when the people of the world saw these photos, that's I think it, they were truly moved.
Kada su ljudi vidjeli svijeta, vidjeli ove fotografije, bili su uistinu dirnuti.
They could see that even the birds have an intuitive feeling that. At the time of death, we leave and we go on, we pass on to a next destination.
Mogli su vidjeti da čak i ptice imaju tu neku intuiciju, osjećaj da kada napustimo ovo tijelo, da idemo negdje drugo.
And they were amazed.
I bili su zapanjeni.
Yeah. So I just wanted to show you these very, very famous photos.
I htio sam vam pokazati ove vrlo, vrlo slavne fotke.
Of course, they also are a good example of caring.
Naravno, one su također i dobar primjer brige.
We can switch off the photos and for a moment raise the window shutters. I feel we should not, you know, understand we are eternal only when death comes.
Ja osjećam da ne bismo samo trebali shvatiti da smo vječni u trenutku smrti.
And we cry at the graveyard when a dear one has left.
Plačemo na groblju kad nam draga osoba umre.
I feel we should understand this whenever the telephone rings.
Osjećam da bismo to trebali shvatiti kad god zazvoni telefon.
Or if this is too often, like I remember when I was with Dharma Group and Krishna Jivan, the photo was very often ringing, I mean the telephone was ringing too much.
Ili ako je to možda prečesto, sjećam se kad sam bio sa Dharmom i Jivani, telefon je zvonio prečesto.
Maybe whenever you enter your house.
Možda svaki put kad uđete u kuću.
Or just something which is, you know, whenever you get up in the morning, that's a very good time to remember also who you are.
Ili svaki put kad se dignete ujutro, to je također jako dobro vrijeme da se sjetimo tko smo.
Because after all, in the night, it's almost like a death. We forget everything and go into another place.
Jer po noći dok spavamo, to je gotovo kao i smrt, odemo na neko drugo mjesto.
So in the morning we can wake up and with this meditation, wow, I am eternal, a life is before me, I will live this day as one human life, I will do everything what is good in this day.
Možemo se sjetiti, wow, ja sam vječan, imam čitav život, ovaj dan ću živjeti kao čovjek.
See, most of us are so much influenced by a material thought and negative thinking, which keeps us all the day busy in miserable thoughts.
Većina nas je zauzeta cijeli dan sa materijalnim mislima koje nas spuštaju i drže zauzetim čitav dan.
Day after day we only think the same things as we have thought the day before and the year before, and we remain as limited as we were.
I dan za danom, svaki dan mislimo iste misli koje smo mislili prošli dan, prije godinu dana, i ostajemo uvijek jednako ograničeni, limitirani kao i prije godinu dana.
In Vedic psychology we learn that our mind and our thinking and therefore our life is influenced by three powerful factors.
I u vedskoj psihologiji učimo da je naše razmišljanje, stoga i naš život, pod utjecajem tri važna faktora.
Karma.
Prvi je karma.
You know, whenever you are born, you have taken from your last life the results of your karma with you, and therefore you are in a special way, you are in a certain way.
Karma je jednostavno ono što smo doveli sa sobom iz prošloga života, plodove naših djelatnosti.
Our mind, a young mind, is also influenced by our upbringing.
I također naš mladi um je pod utjecajem našeg odgoja.
Some of us have you know, reactions in them which come from their very, very early childhood.
Neki od nas imamo reakcije koje nam dolaze od vrlo, vrlo mladog djetinjstva.
I found out I'm always afraid of dogs.
Otkrio sam da se uvijek bojim pasa.
And they never bite me.
A nikad me ne ugrizu.
Even in India I go through countries, through places where there are wolves and they don't do anything.
Čak i u Indiji kad prolazim kroz mjesta koja imaju vukove, nikad mi ništa ne napravi.
But still I'm so hung up with fear of dogs.
Ali ipak na neki način toliko sam zaokupiran u tom trenutku s tim strahom.
I asked my mother, do you have any idea why I'm like this?
Pitao sam majku, da li imaš ikakvu ideju zašto sam ovak?
Yes, she said, when you were very small, you were once attacked by a dog who ripped your pants into pieces and who bit you in your delicate behind.
I ona mi je rekla, da, kada si bio mali, napao te jedan pas koji je rasparao tvoje gaće i koji te je ugrizao u tvoju vrlo, vrlo delikatnu stražnicu.
Very delicate, yes. We all carry such thought patterns from our childhood in us, which totally limit us.
I svi nosimo te svoje obrasce, sjećanja iz djetinjstva koje nas potpuno limitiraju.
So we are limited by our karma, by what happened during our phase when we grew up, during the upbringing.
Tako smo pod utjecajem naše karme i onoga što nam se desilo za vrijeme našeg odgoja.
Do you know many of you are mini versions of your father and your mother? Hare Krishna.
Mnogi od vas su mini verzije vaše majke i vašeg oca.
Because they had such a strong influence when you were small and little and you couldn't defend.
Jer su imali toliki utjecaj nad vama kad ste bili mali i niste se mogli braniti.
Fears.
Strahovi.
There's a third factor which influences our mind.
Postoji treći faktor koji utječe, ima utjecaj na naš um.
Our action.
Naše djelatnosti.
Now, we can't change our karma.
Ne možemo promijeniti svoju karmu.
But we can change our environment.
Ali možemo promijeniti naš okoliš.
You know, the environment which influenced us in our early days. We can now change and come into a different environment.
Okoliš koji utječe na nas u našoj mladoj dobi sada možemo promijeniti.
It's possible to leave home.
Moguće je napustiti dom.
And still live.
I dalje preživjeti.
Free from mother and father.
Slobodni od mame i tate.
We don't die.
Ne umremo.
In fact, we can start our new life, our own life.
Zapravo možemo početi svoj novi život, vlastiti život.
Some of us had to learn this the hard way.
Neki od nas su to morali naučiti na težak način.
I will not look at devotees at this moment.
Neću gledati u bhakte u ovom trenutku.
So, if you want to change your mind, your thinking and your life, you have to change what you can change, that is your environment.
I ako želimo promijeniti svoj um, svoj način razmišljanja, možemo promijeniti ono što možemo promijeniti, a to je naš okoliš.
And your actions.
I naše djelatnosti.
Today I visited, I saw a wonderful devotee who had put a new tapestry on his wall.
Danas sam posjetio jednog prekrasnog bhaktu koji je stavio novi tapet na svoj zid.
It's the most interesting tapestry I ever saw. It is called the universe of possibilities. This tapestry.
I to je najzanimljiviji tapet koji sam ikad vidio. Zove se univerzum mogućnosti.
And I asked him, why did you change the tapestry?
I pitao sam ga, zašto si promijenio tapet?
And he said, well, you know, it makes me feel different.
Ja ne rekao, pa, znaš, osjećam se drugačije.
In Vedic psychology we learn environment is more important than anything else in changing your mind.
U vedskoj psihologiji učimo
more important than anything.
Da je okoliš najvažnija stvar ako želimo promijeniti svoj um.
To change your environment, what could this mean?
Promijeniti svoj okoliš, što bi to moglo značiti?
Any idea?
Imate li ikakvu ideju?
I'm asking. Let us explore this, but please serious explorations. Yes.
Uđimo malo u to.
Yeah.
Ali ozbiljno.
Here is one. I saw you second Krishna Jivani, so let us first ask. Yes, please.
To change our habits.
Change our habits. Yeah, we are so much connected with our habits.
Toliko smo povezani s našim navikama.
Like, if you want to be a little finer, don't go to the football play.
Naprimjer, ako želite biti malo fini, nemojte ići na nogometnu utakmicu.
If you have a habit to see each football game with all these groovy explanations of pleasure, you know, you will be on a certain level.
Ako želite pogledati svaku utakmicu sa tim grubim iskazima oduševljenja koji se tamo dešavaju, onda ćete biti na određenom nivou.
Or habits like smoking.
Ili navike kao što je pušenje.
Some of us are addicted to football, others to smoking, so change it if you want to change your life.
Neki od nas su ovisni o nogometu, neki o pušenju, pa promijenite to ako želite promijeniti.
Krishna, yes, Krishna Jivani.
Association.
Društvo.
Today another devotee told me, I discovered that when I meet these devotees, we don't talk nonsense. This is a great discovery for me.
Jedan je Bhakta danas rekao, kada sretnem Bhakte, nikad ne pričamo o glupostima.
Have you noticed many people always talk the same shallow things, you know, and after some time you just feel like, oh man, when can I get away from this atmosphere?
Jeste primijetili kako dosta ljudi uvijek iznova priča o istim plitkim stvarima i onda jednostavno dođete, počnete razmišljati kako mogu napustiti ovu atmosferu.
People talk and they don't even seem to know what they talk, at least they don't know it after one hour.
Ljudi pričaju, nakon sat vremena više ne znaju o čemu pričaju.
Say something better than silence.
Recite nešto bolje od tišine.
Say something better than silence.
Recite nešto što je bolje od tišine.
So, yes, if you want to change your life, go to people who are good association, who say something better than silence, who have something to say which is better than silence.
I ako želite promijeniti svoj život, onda dođite kod ljudi koji imaju za reći nešto što je bolje od tišine.
So, changing the environment of your life, what else could that mean?
Promijeniti okoliš našeg života, što bi to još moglo značiti?
Go to the temple.
Otići u hram.
Znači, moramo mijenjati sebe, da se automatski mijenjamo. Pa ja mislim da je tako.
We have to change ourselves.
We have to change ourselves. Very good. Yes, no. I thought this point about going into the temple is very important. You know, when you go into a discotheque, you automatically behave in a certain way.
Taj odlazak u hram je također jako bitan. Kada dođete u diskoteku, automatski se ponašate na određen način.
You shake your body in a certain way.
Tresite tijelo na određen način.
Isn't it? Krishna Jivani?
Krishna Jivani.
No, we somehow shake the body. So when we go in a temple, we do different things.
Kada dođemo u hram, onda radimo drugačije stvari.
And as a result, we feel entirely different.
I osjećamo da je rezultat u potpunosti drugačiji.
Into the discotheque we go because of our ego.
U diskoteku odlazimo zbog našeg ega.
Into the temple we go because of God.
A u hram odlazimo zbog Boga.
Yeah, we go there because there's God.
Tu dolazimo zbog toga što je tu Bog.
So this is another very important thing to change yourself. Go into a different place.
To je također jako bitna stvar da promijenimo sebe, da promijenimo mjesto.
One devotee told me also, he likes when he goes to chant, he doesn't do this in his apartment.
Jedan mi je bhakta također rekao da voli kada ide mantrati da to ne čini u svome stanu.
I forgot to ask why, but I can imagine maybe there are books and Rolling Stones, CDs and so much diversions.
Nisam pitao zašto, ali mogu zamisliti da u stanu postoje knjige, CD-ovi od Rolling Stonesa, toliko stvari koje nam odvlače pažnju.
Yes, and in that corner he smoked hashish.
U tome kutu je pušio hashish.
No, he goes to chant his rounds, he goes to marine in the forest under a tree like a Vedic saint.
I ne on kada mantra svoje krugova odlazi na Marijan ispod stabla poput vedskoga sveca.
He feels there it's easier to concentrate.
Osjeća tu je lakše se koncentrirati.
I think you get the idea how environment can positively influence us.
Mislim da smo dobili, shvatili ideju kako okoliš može pozitivno utjecati na nas.
In Vedic psychology you learn a series of practices which can immediately change the level of your consciousness.
U vedskoj psihologiji naučimo nekoliko vježbi koje automatski odmah mogu dignuti nivo naše svjesnosti.
See, in our inner, in our subtle body, we have different levels. It's almost like different levels in an apartment house. Story 1, story 2, story 3.
U našem subtilnom tijelu mi imamo različite nivoe, gotovo kao u stanu kad imamo prvi kat, drugi kat.
On one level is the function called manas, which is impulsive reactions.
Na jednom nivou je mjesto koje se zove manas, a to je mjesto impulsivnog djelovanja.
On the next higher level there is the level, the function of buddhi, which means reflected reaction.
A nivo iznad toga je budi, koji znači djelovanje sa razmišljanjem.
On another level there is the level of the identification.
I na sljedećem nivou je nivo identifikacije.
And on yet another level there is the level of the soul.
I na još sljedećem nivou je nivo duše.
Many people only live in the cellar.
Mnogi ljudi samo žive u podrumu.
That is on the tilotski nivou.
A to je na tjelesnom nivou.
Eating.
Jedenje.
Seksualni život. What else? Football.
Nogomet.
Cellar life.
Život u podrumu.
Others live on the platform of the mind. Whatever happens outside, they just react impulsively.
Drugi žive na nivou uma. Što god da se desi izvani, oni djeluju impulsivno.
They feel, maybe they feel angry at us. And they all come now.
Don't you see?
You know, I call these people the good weather people.
Ljude zovem ljude dobrog vremena.
When the weather is good, they are happy. When the weather is bad,
kad je vreme dobro, sretni su. Kad je loše,
they are totally controlled from outside and just react to the outside.
Potpuno su pod kontrolom izvanjskoga i jednostavno reagiraju na to.
But they can come, we can move up from this very low level of our personality to the reflective intelligence.
Ali možemo se dignuti s tog vrlo niskog nivoa naše osobnosti na nivo razmišljanja.
Those of you who have children know how important that is.
Oni od vas koji imaju djecu znaju koliko je to važno.
When the child comes and wants something from you.
Kada dijete dođe i želi nešto od nas.
And you are just doing something else.
A vi radite nešto drugo.
And then you explode, react, you know, because you are on the platform of your mind. Leave me alone, you foolish little dog, you know.
I onda jednostavno eksplodiramo zato što smo na tome nivou, niskom nivou, i kažemo, a ostavi me na miru, budalasti mali psu.
then you hurt the child.
I onda povrijedimo dijete.
And the child is for the rest of the life traumatized.
I dijete do kraja života ima traumu.
So you have to come to the reflective level.
Stoga moramo doći na taj nivo razmišljanja.
And reflect what would be a better response than to be so impulsive.
Koji bi bio bolji odgovor od toga da budemo tako impulsivni?
Many of us in Dalmatia are suffering in relationships because we are in this relationship on the impulsive level.
Mnogi od nas u Dalmaciji patimo u vezama jer smo u tim vezama na tom nivou impulsa.
When someone disturbs us about our partner, we tell him, you smell from the mouth.
Da nas neko uvredi u vezi našeg partnera, onda kažemo, a smrdi ti iz usta.
And then the relationships become so difficult.
I onda odnosi postaju tako teški.
I think it's important to leave the impulsive level, the level of the manas, and come to the level of the buddhi.
Mislim da je važno napustiti taj impulzivan nivo sa manasa, doći na nivo budi.
I would say 90% of the wars could have been avoided if that would have been done.
Rekao bi da 90% ratova je moglo biti izbjegnuto da je komunikacija bila na tom nivou.
So in Vedic psychology we learn how we can give a certain environment to us, friends, you know, physical environments, thoughts, and so on, which help us to come away from the manas and rise to the buddhi level.
I tako u vedskoj psihologiji učimo kako da se okružimo sa takvom okolinom, s takvim prijateljima, da se možemo dignuti sa nivoa manas na nivoa buddhi.
Vedic psychology aims at four goals.
Vedska psihologija cilja na četiri cilja.
It strengthens your strong parts.
Ojača vaše snažne dijelove.
By telling you what is your dharma.
Govoreći što je vaša dharma.
It helps you to eliminate, to recognize and then eliminate your weaknesses.
Pomaže da prepoznamo i onda uklonimo svoje slabosti.
Vedic psychology further gives you some practices which you do every day which make you very strong. They're called almost like rasayanas.
I također daju određene vježbe koje radite i postajete vrlo, vrlo snažni.
And the fourth is Vedic psychology aims at connecting you with the divine.
I četvrto je da cilj vedske psihologije povezati vas sa svevišnjim.
Now this are exactly the same goals as in Ayurveda.
Ovo su potpuno isti ciljevi kao i u Ayurvedi.
In Ayurveda you don't treat the disease.
U Ayurvedi ne liječite bolest.
You try to strengthen what is healthy.
Pokušavate ojačati ono što je zdravo.
If you concentrate on the disease, you give your attention to the disease, you might make it sicker. You might make your person sicker.
Ako dajte, fokusirate se na bolest, onda nju možete samo povećati.
This is also in psychology the case.
To je također i slučaj u psihologiji.
Or in relationships.
Ili u odnosima.
If you concentrate on what is weak in you and the other person, you make that stronger. You ako give it strength by your concentration.
Ako se koncentrirate na loše osobine kod vas i vašeg partnera, onda ih povećavate ili s tom meditacijom dajete snagu.
It holds true also in life.
To također je istina u životu.
If you concentrate on what is not all right in your life, you will always be negative.
Ako se fokusirate na ono što nije dobro u vašem životu, uvijek ćete biti negativni.
Have you seen these people who make 1 billion of little things to be healthy?
Jeste li vidjeli te ljude koji čine 1 milijardu stvari da budu zdravi?
And have you seen that these people are often the most sick people?
I jeste primijetili da su ti ljudi često najbolesniji?
That is because they are always concentrating on the disease. I don't want the disease. I don't want the disease.
To je zbog toga što se uvijek koncentriraju na bolest. Ne želim bolest, ne želim bolest.
Don't concentrate on the problem in your life.
Nemojte se koncentrirati na problem u vašem životu.
Don't concentrate on what you don't have at this moment.
Nemojte se koncentrirati na ono što nemate u ovom trenutku.
Concentrate on what works.
Koncentrirajte se na ono što radi.
And by the strength of the concentration, this positive thing which is strong in you will expand like anything.
I uz pomoć te moći koncentracije, ono što je pozitivno u vama će se nevjerovatno proširiti.
So, in Ayurveda, you then, after you've done this, you of course do something about your broken leg.
Naravno, u Ayurvedi, nakon što ste to napravili, učinite nešto u vezi vaše slomljene noge.
There is in America one person.
U Americi postoji jedna osoba.
Who had an airplane crash? You know, he had a small airplane.
Koji je doživio pad aviona, imao je mali avion.
He was so finished afterwards. The hospital staff told him, "You will never ever be able to walk. We are very sorry."
Bio je toliko ozlijeđen da u bolnici su mu rekli, žao nam je, ali nećeš više nikada prohodati.
Every bone in his body was broken, also the skull and the nerves were in disorder. I mean, I saw pictures of him. He was a wreck.
Svaka kost u njegovom tijelu je bila slomljena, čak i lubanja, svi nervni putovi su bili zbrčkani. Vidio sam njegovu fotografiju tada i stvarno je bio
But he concentrated on what works.
Ali on se koncentrirao na ono što je radio.
That was he could think, still think.
A to je bilo da je mogao misliti, još uvijek je mogao misliti.
Everything else was not possible any longer.
Ništa drugo nije mogao raditi više.
He could move.
Nije se mogao micati.
But he started to move in his mind.
Ali počeo se micati u svom umu.
And then he said, after half a year I will walk out the hospital.
I rekao je, za pola godine odšetat ću iz ove bolnice.
And he did it because he moved in his mind. He had practiced moving in his mind.
I to mu je pošlo za rukom, jer je u svome umu vježbao micanje.
And as a result, he goes now all over the world and says to the people, don't concentrate on what doesn't work. Concentrate on what works and you will see miracles in your life.
I kao rezultat toga ide po čitavom svijetu i govori ljudima, nemojte se skoncentrirati na ono što ne funkcionira, već na ono što funkcionira.
So this is done in medicine, it's done in psychology.
To se radi u medicini, u psihologiji.
It's done in life. In the Vedic times.
To se radilo i u životu za vrijeme Veda.
I think what we could concentrate on is how to make a nice environment for us, which supports us.
Mislim da bi se trebali skoncentrirati na to kako da napravimo fini okoliš oko nas koji će nas poduprijeti.
And I wanted to talk a little bit on this.
I želio bih malo reći o tome.
See, there was once a king who told his minister, we want to support the economy of the country. Whenever the market is over, buy whatever is left on the market.
Bio je jednom jedan kralj koji je rekao svome ministru, želimo poduprijeti ekonomiju kraljevstva. Na kraju dana što god ostane na tržnici, ti to kupi.
When he came to the market, everything was sold except for a parrot.
I kada je došao na tržnicu, sve je bilo prodano osim jedne papige.
He went to the parrot dealer and asked for the price and was surprised when he heard it's 5,000 rupees, which is a lot.
I pitao je prodavača koliko košta i ona je koštala 5,000 rupija, što je bilo jako puno.
The minister said 5,000 rupees for a parrot is much too much. That's the reason why you couldn't sell it. It was too overpriced.
I ministar mu je rekao, toliki novac za papigu. To je jednostavno preskupo. To je razlog zbog kojeg nisi prodao.
The parrot dealer wouldn't accept any other price and said 5,000 rupees or I keep my parrot.
Ali prodavač je rekao ili 5,000 rupija ili zadržavam svoju papigu.
The minister who had this order from the king to buy everything which was anything which was left had to pay the 5,000 rupees.
I ministar koji je dobio tu naredbu od kralja da kupi sve što ostane, morao je platiti tu cijenu.
When he brought that parrot to the king, a miracle happened.
Kada je doveo tu papigu kralju, nešto se zbilja čudno desilo.
The parrot recited the entire Brahma Sanhita with translation into Hindi.
Izrecitirala čitavu Brahma Samhitu sa prijevodom na Hindi.
Wow, said the king, this is a miracle parrot.
Wow, rekao je kralj, ovo je neka čudesna papiga.
I thank you so much, 5,000 rupees was ništa. 1,000,000 rupees wouldn't be enough.
Hvala ti puno, 5,000 rupija je bilo ništa, 1,000,000 rupija ne bi bilo dovoljno.
Go and see if you can get another parrot from this parrot dealer.
Vidi da li možeš dobiti još jednu papigu od tog prodavača.
The next morning the minister went to the market and went to the same dealer and saw there was a parrot which looked exactly like the other parrot. He looked like Mathuranath in relationship to Velko. Very similar.
I kada je došao na tržnicu, vidio je da tamo stoji papiga koja je bila identična toj papigi koju je on kupio dan prije. Ista kao i Mathuranath i Velko.
So he went to the parrot dealer and said, I would also like to buy this other parrot. What is the price? 10,000 rupees or what?
I došao je kod tog prodavača papiga i pitao ga je, želio bi kupiti i tu papigu, jel mi možeš reći koja je cijena?
The parrot dealer said, No, you can have them for 2 rupees.
Ali prodavač papige je rekao, možeš je dobiti za 2 rupije.
Why is so cheap?
Zašto je tako jeftina?
They look the same.
Izgledaju isto.
One is 5,000, the other is 2 rupees.
Jedna je 5,000 rupija, druga 2.
The dealer said, you will find out.
Prodavač je rekao, doznaćeš.
So, the minister went with the parrot in the direction of the palace.
U smjeru palače.
All of a sudden, the parrot began to speak to him.
Odjednom papiga mu je počela govoriti.
You fool!
Budalo!
Why don't you go left?
Zašto ne odeš lijevo?
That's the way to go to the palace.
To je put prema palači.
The minister said, I know the way. I've gone it 5,000 times.
Znam, ministar rekao papigi, znam put, prošao sam tim putem 5,000 puta.
If I go now left, I go through this very bad neighborhood.
Ako sad krenem lijevo, morat ću proći kroz vrlo, vrlo loše mjesto.
I will go left after 200 meters.
Otiću lijevo za 200 metara.
That neighborhood is the best neighborhood.
To je mjesto, najbolje mjesto.
You are just afraid.
Ti se jednostavno bojiš.
You knock.
U njih jedan.
God.
Ministar je mislio.
Psst, he said to the parrot.
Rekao je papigi, psst.
You have a very sharp tongue.
Imaš vrlo, vrlo oštar jezik.
What can I say when I'm together with such an arrogant fool like you?
Papiga rekla, što mogu drugo reći kad sam u društvu tako arogantne budale kao što si ti?
So when the minister brought that parrot to the king, the parrot started to poison the whole atmosphere.
I kada je ministar donio tu papigu kralju, papiga je počela trovati čitavu atmosferu.
Imagine, the parrot said to the king, you are not a king, you are a joke.
Zamislite, papiga je rekla kralju, ti nisi kralj, ti si obična šala.
And it started to laugh like a real bad person.
I počela se smijati kao zbilja loša osoba.
The king was shocked.
Kralj je bio šokiran.
He said, go back to this dealer and find out why this one parrot chants the Brahma Sanghita and the other chants only obscenities.
Rekao je ministru, molim te otiđi kod tog prodavača papiga i pita ga zašto jedna papiga mantra Brahma Samitu, a druga papiga mantra samo uvrede.
When the parrot dealer was asked, he said, this is the power of the environment.
Prodavač papiga, nakon što su ga opitali, je rekao, to je moć utjecaj okoline.
These parrots are brothers.
Ove su papige braća.
But one was sold to an ashram where the saints chanted sacred scriptures.
Ali jedna je prodana u ashram gdje su sveci mantrali vedske mantre.
And the other parrot was stolen from me and grew up amongst a gang of criminal nuts.
Drugu papiga mi je bila ukradena i odrasla je u bandi kriminalaca.
That's why they are so different.
Zato su tako različite.
My dear devotees, my dear friends and my dear skeptics, where do you want to grow up?
Moji dragi bhakte, dragi prijatelji, skeptici, gdje vi želite odrasti?
You have the freedom to decide this.
Imate slobodu da to odlučite.
Imagine, you can decide your environment.
Zamislite, možete odlučiti o svome okolišu.
The type of people you surround yourself with.
Vrsta ljudi s kojom se okružujete.
The habits.
Navike.
And very important, the thoughts. The thoughts are in your immediate environment.
I vrlo bitno, misli koje su direktno u vašem najužem okolišu.
Do you sometimes see these gardens which seem to not belong to anyone, where everyone throws a Coca-Cola box and dirty napkins and plastic bottles which are used, you know?
Da li ste kad vidjeli te vrtove koje niko ne održava, niko ne koristi? U njima možete naći plastične boce Coca-Cola, možete naći iskorištene maramice.
Don't allow that your mind becomes such a garbage garden.
Nemojte dopustiti da vam um postane takav vrt smeća.
But just people throw in negativities and they remain there and influence you.
Gdje ljudi bacaju negativnosti i one ostaju tu i utječu na vas.
Ultimately, your spiritual life depends very much on the environment which you give yourself.
I krajnje vaš duhovni život je vrlo vrlo pod utjecajem okoline oko koju sebi stvorite.
In the right environment you can become very powerful and joyful.
U pravom okolišu možete postati vrlo moćni i veseli.
And in the wrong environment you can just suffer like anything.
A u pogrešnom okolišu možete patiti jako puno.
Kadamba Kanana Maharaj told me an example of environment which was just very moving and which is in connection with the slideshow which we looked at.
Kadamba Kanana Maharaj mi je rekao jednu priču o okolišu koja je također povezana sa slikama koje smo vidjeli.
He had, when he came last time to Berlin a week ago, he had come from a cremation ceremony.
Kada je došao zadnji put u Berlin, prije tjedan dana, tamo je prije toga bio na ceremoniji kremiranja.
It was the cremation of a devotee who went to Amsterdam and somehow got AIDS.
I kremacija je bila jednog bahte koji je otišao u Amsterdam i na neki način dobio SID.
I don't know how he got it.
Ne znam kako je dobio.
So, in his last days, he called Kadamba Kanana Maharaj to his bed in the hospital where he was dying.
I u posljednjim danima svog života pozvao je Kadamba Kanana Maharaja da dođe do njega.
And he said to Maharaj, would you do me a favor and sing when doing my cremation ceremony?
I pitao ga je da mu učini uslugu i da pjeva na njegovoj ceremoniji kremiranja.
Maharaj said, okay, I when will that be?
Maharaj je rekao, okay, kada će to biti?
The devotee said, I think in 2 more days.
Bhakta je rekao, mislim za još 2 dana.
So, Maharaj said, or stopped all his travels, and then after 3 days was invited to the cremation ceremony of this devotee.
I Maharaj je stopirao sva putovanja i nakon 3 dana je dobio poziv da dođe na ceremoniju kremiranja.
He was a young devotee who had just been in the movement for maybe 1 year or so.
Bio je to mladi bahta koji je u pokretu bio možda godinu dana.
Many of his friends were at that cremation ceremony.
Mnogi od njegovih prijatelja su bili na toj ceremoniji kremiranja.
Artists, musicians, some school teachers, about 60.
Umjetnici, muzičari, neki školski profesori, oko 60 ljudi.
There was his carcass with the dead body on a stone table.
I tu je bilo njegovo tijelo na jednom kamenom stolu.
Everyone could see him and say goodbye.
Svi su ga mogli vidjeti i oprostiti se.
And after the ceremony, his carcass would go into the oven for burning, cremation.
I poslije ceremonije njegovo tijelo je otišlo u tu peć za kremiranje.
So there was one person, I think it was his brother, who said, And now I want to read you a letter from the dead person.
I to je bila jedna osoba, mislim njegov brat, koji je rekao, sada vam želim pročitati pismo.
Listen to this letter.
Od preminulog, poslušajte to pismo.
I think Nitai Paramakaruna, this is something to be totally attentive to. Yes, you will like it to tell your friends. Yeah.
Ovo je nešto što trebaš biti jako pažljiva, bit će ti vrlo drago ispričati ovu priču, prijatelju.
Listen to this amazing letter.
Slušajte ovo fascinantno pismo.
My dear friends,
moji dragi prijatelji,
you all come from different walks of life.
Svi dolazite iz različitih slojeva života.
I have the same news for all of you.
Za sve vas imam istu vijest.
I'm not dead.
Ja nisam mrtav.
I'm also not away from all of you.
Također nisam udaljen od svih vas.
While this letter is read, I'm amongst all of you.
Dok se čita ovo pismo, ja sam među svima vama.
And I'm so happy that you all came today.
I tako sam sretan što ste svi došli danas.
My most happy day.
Moj najsretniji dan.
I'm so happy that although you are so different, you are all together as my friends.
I tako sam sretan što unatoč tome što ste svi tako različiti, sada ste tu svi skupa kao moji prijatelji.
And now I'm asking you for a favor.
I sada bih vas pitao za jednu uslugu.
I have asked my friend Kadamba Kanana Maharaj to sing Hare Krishna, and please, you must all chant this one time together with him.
Pitao sam svog prijatelja Kadamba Kanana Maharaja da pjeva i molim vas ovaj put da svi pjevate s njim.
I know some of you don't know the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is displayed for you in the right corner.
Znam da neki od vas ne znaju Hare Krishna Mahamantru i ona se nalazi u desnome kutu za vas.
I'm amongst you.
Ja sam tu među vama.
I'm watching you.
Gledam vas.
And I'm so happy to share what is most valuable for me with all of you. Let's sing together.
I tako sam sretan da podijelim s vama ono što mi je najvrijednije. Pjevajmo skupa.
And then Kadamba Kanana Maharaj started his kirtan.
I onda je Kadamba Kanana Maharaj započeo svoj kirtan.
Now, after some time, the brother gave Kadamba Kanana Maharaj the sign to stop. It was enough. Everyone had joined in the chanting because they saw, well, he's somewhere there and sees us chanting.
I nakon nekog vremena brat je dao znak Kadamba Kanana Maharaju da stane. Svi su se već tada uključili u pjevanje jer su gledali oko sebe. Možda ih njihov prijatelj gleda.
Now when Maharaj stopped singing, from the loudspeakers another song started. Govinda Mari Purusha.
I kad je Maharaj stao pjevati, sa zvučnika je krenula nova pjesma.
And then the carcass, you know, with the dead body, which was displayed on the stone table, went down.
I onda se tijelo na tom kamenom stupu, kamenom ležaju, počelo spuštati dole.
It went into the earth.
Otišlo je u zemlju.
And to the oven.
Prema peći.
Now everyone who was in that environment,
i svako ko je bio u tom okolišu,
became, they, everyone just cried, Govinda.
Svi su plakali.
You know, really, it was just so moving.
Bilo je tako dirljivo.
They had been prepared with the kirtan.
Bili su pripremljeni sa kirtanom.
And now everyone was just so affected just by this environment.
I svi su sada bili toliko pod utjecajem tog okoliša.
My dear devotees, this is what all of us need on a daily basis.
Moji dragi bhakte, ovo je ono što nam je svima potrebno na svakodnevnoj bazi.
Be a little creative.
Budimo malo kreativni.
Create an environment where you can be touched in your heart.
Stvorimo okoliš u kojem možemo biti dirnuti u srce.
You know, why do these people like to go to the football stadium? Because they can feel we are all together in this.
Zašto ljudi toliko vole otići na nogometni stadion? Jer osjećaju svi smo skupa u ovome.
They feel great acceleration.
Osjećaju veliko uzbuđenje.
But unfortunately it's a material gathering.
Ali nažalost to je materialističko skupljanje.
And the feeling is dependent on beer.
I osjećaj je ovisan o pivi.
And a lot of identification with in which corner of the field the ball rolls.
I velika količina poistovjećivanja sa činjenicom u koji kut balon ide.
Yeah. You know. But spiritual people need to just go to a certain environment.
Ali duhovni ljudi moraju jednostavno otići u neku drugi okoliš, koji je dobar za njih duhovno.
That's why we have invented these japa retreats.
Zato smo i izmislili ove japa retreate.
They are such a good environment. You won't believe it.
To je tako dobar okoliš, ne možete vjerovati.
You can watch when Dharma Gup and Krishna Jivani come back, that they will be totally different.
Možete pogledati kada se Dharma Gup i Krishna Jivani vrate, bit će potpunosti drugačiji.
They might be still a little bit afraid. My God, this is a little strong doses of it, but it's not nothing to be afraid of.
Možda se još malo boje u taj Jopari 3, to je zbilja jaka doza. Yeah, ali nemate se čega bojati.
This is such a good environment.
To je tako dobar okoliš.
I would like to invite all of you for next Saturday to come to the island of Ish for our culmination festival.
I želio bih vas sve pozvati da dođete sljedeću subotu na otok Iž na naš završni festival.
Ja. You can see when you are there that the devotees will just be have the happiest smile in their faces. They will be transformed.
I moći ćete vidjeti da bhakte koji su tu će imati najveći osmijeh, bit će potpuno transformiran.
Environment is more important than your actions.
Okoliš je važniji od našeg djelovanja.
And you know something?
I znate nešto?
In the right spiritual environment, your greatest enemy will become your greatest friend.
U pravilnom duhovnom okolišu vaš najveći neprijatelj će postati vaš najveći prijatelj.
Your greatest enemy is your ego.
I vaš najveći neprijatelj je vaš ego.
Which makes you identify with an illusion.
Koji vas čini da se identificirate sa iluzijom.
The ego, like anything else, is created by God.
I ono je zlo je kao i sve drugo stvoreno od strane Boga.
Once, directly after the creation of the ego, the Lord asked the ego, "Who am I and who are you?"
Odnosno, ego je stvoren kao i sve drugo od gospodina i nakon što je bio stvoren, ego je pitao, ko sam ja, a ko si ti?
The ego said, you are you and I am me.
Ego je rekao, ti si ti, a ja sam ja.
Okay, said the Lord, bring him into the red fire for 1,000 years.
Ej, gospodin je rekao, okay, otiđi 1,000 godina gorit.
After 1,000 years, the ego came back.
I nakon 1,000 godina ego se vratio.
A little burnt.
Malo upečen.
The Lord again asked, "Who am I and who are you?"
I gospodin je opet pitao, "Tko sam ja, a tko si ti?"
"You are you and I am me."
Ego rekao, "Ti si ti, a ja sam ja."
Okay, said the Lord, "Bring him into the white fire."
I rekao je gospodin, ok, dovedite ga u bijelu vatru.
When the ego came back after 1,000 years, he gave the same answer.
Nakon 1,000 godina kada se ego vratio, opet je dao isti odgovor.
Showing that the ego cannot be so easily transformed.
Pokazujući da ego ne može biti tako lako transformiran.
You can do anything.
Možete napraviti bilo što.
You can bring it in any environment.
Možete ga dovesti u bilo koji okoliš.
You can be in the false ego even in the Hare Krishna temple. I have seen it.
Možete biti na false ego na ponosni čak i u Hare Krishna hramu. Vidio sam to.
Okay, said the Lord, bring it in the black fire for 1,000 years.
Okay, rekao je gospodin, dovedite ga u crnu vatru 1,000 godina.
Then when the ego came back, the Lord asked him.
I kada se vratio, gospodin ga je pitao,
"Who am I and who are you?"
Ko sam ja, tko si ti?
I said it already.
Ego je rekao, pa već sam ti rekao.
You are you and I am me.
Ti si ti, ja sam ja.
Now the Lord thought, okay, bring him in the room of nothing.
I gospodin je mislio, rekao je, dovedite ga u sobu ništavila.
Then, after 1 hour, there was a letter from the ego.
I onda nakon sat vremena došlo je pismo od ega.
I would like to answer your question.
Želio bih odgovoriti na tvoje pitanje.
Lord smiled.
Gospodin se nasmiješio.
He knew.
Znao je.
The ego only goes away if you don't give it food.
Ego, znao je, ego jedino odlazi ako mu ne date hranu.
that happens in the spiritual atmosphere.
To se dešava u duhovnoj atmosferi.
That's why some people just can't tolerate a spiritual atmosphere.
To je razlog zbog kojeg neki ljudi jednostavno ne mogu tolerirati duhovnu atmosferu.
That's why some people, when there is a lecture, turn off their mind and just don't want to hear it.
I to je razlog zbog kojeg neki ljudi kada je predavanje jednostavno isključe svoj um i ne žele slušati.
That's why some like to stay on the surface.
To je razlog zbog kojeg neki žele ostati na površini.
Because the moment you enter a real spiritual environment, there is no food for the ego.
Jer čim uđete u stvarnu duhovnu atmosferu, nema više hrane za ego.
So when the ego came out of the room of nothing, the Lord asked him, who am I and who are you?
I kada je ego izašao iz prostorije ničega, Gospodin ga je pitao, tko sam ja, a tko si ti?
And the ego answered, you are the Lord and I am your servant.
I ego je rekao, ti si Gospodin, a ja sam tvoj sluga.
We speak today on the subject of environment.
Danas govorimo na temu okoliša.
We have discussed that environment is the main factor to influence the mind.
Pričali smo o tome da je okoliš glavni faktor koji utječe na um.
We have hired the people from the football stadium to show this point.
I zaposlili smo ljude sa stadiona da demonstriraju ovu poantu.
They sing for you.
Pjevaju za vas.
Yes. They are in a football environment and
oni su u okolišu nogometa i
and they have gone into the football world.
I otišli su u svijet nogometa.
Environment, my dear devotees, influences the mind like anything else.
Okoliš, moji dragi bhakte, utječe na um više od ičega.
Some of these people are extremely shy. They would never sing in public.
Neki od ovih ljudi su vrlo sramežljivi, ne bi nikada pjevali na javnom mjestu.
But today they are in the right environment to give up the shyness.
Ali danas su u pravom okolišu da puste svoju sramežljivost.
They have waited for this for a long time.
Dugo su vremena čekali.
They feel a little material happiness.
Osjećaju malo materijalne sreće.
So for spiritual life, you need to create the right environment.
I tako za duhovni život trebamo stvoriti dobar okoliš.
Especially when we are, you know, in a situation like most of us, we work, we have contact with the material environment.
Posebno kada se nalazimo kao mnogi od nas u situaciji gdje moramo raditi, gdje imamo toliko kontakta sa materijalnim.
Start with your physical environment.
Počnite sa svojim fizičkim okolišem.
Maybe you need to put a new tapestry on your wall.
Možda trebate staviti novi tapet na svoj zid.
Make a nice altar.
Napravite fini oltar.
Then go into the environment of your friends.
Otiđite u društvo svojih prijatelja.
Then go into the environment of the thoughts.
Onda otiđite u okoliš svoje misli.
Don't allow that other people throw their garbage into the garden of your heart.
Nemojte dopustiti da drugi ljudi bacaju svoje smeće u vrtal vašeg uma.
Now, my dear devotees, you will see wonders happen.
I moji dragi bhakte, vidjet ćete čuda kako se dešava.
There is no end to the miracles which you will witness in your life.
Nema kraja čudima koje ćete vidjeti u svom životu.
Yes. Now, you will see that you are spiritually enhanced.
Vidjet ćete da ste duhovno uzdignuti.
And you will also see that the ego doesn't get any food.
Također ćete vidjeti da ego ne dobiva hranu.
It will stop bothering you.
I prestaće vas ometati.
It will give peace.
Daće vam mir.
It will say, you are my Lord and I'm your servant, I know it.
Reče, ti si moj Gospodin, ja sam tvoj sluga, znam to.
So, please take this one word out of this lecture home with you. This word is environment.
I stoga vas molim da ponesete sa sobom vašim kućama jednu riječ sa ovog predavanja, a to je okoliš.
It refers to physical environment.
I odnosi se na fizički okoliš.
Friends.
Na prijatelje.
And the inner environment.
I naš unutrašnji okoliš.
Your thoughts, your
naše
heart.
Naše misli, naše srce.
And please think about this. Discuss it maybe with your friends. What you could do in these areas.
I molim vas, razmislite o tome, pričajte sa svojim prijateljima što možete napraviti u tom području.
Yes, think about it deeply.
Razmislite duboko o tome.
Make maybe a little changes in your life.
Napravite možda neke male promjene u svom životu.
Maybe you need to find friends who say something better than silence.
Možda trebate naći prijatelje koji govore nešto što je bolje od tišine.
What is environment in Croatian, please?
Okruženje.
Yes, okruženje. Yeah, I've heard this word many times. Okruženje. Okruženje. Okolino is also good.
Okolino.
It's easier. Okolina sounds a little like ecology. And this is inner ecology, you know. Okolina. Yeah. Maybe that's a. Is it a good word?
Yes.
Yeah. Okolino. Okolino. I want to thank the people from the stadium. I requested them to sing very loudly to make the point of how environment influences us.
Želio bih se zahvaliti ljudima sa stadiona. Zamolio sam da pjevaju jako glasno kako bi dočarali tu poantu okoliša.
Very cooperative.
Fino surađuju.
But on a positive note, I must tell you, I feel so happy to be amongst you.
Htio bih vam reći da se osjećam jako sretno što sam tu s vama.
Even when I'm like this when I was in Berlin and I saw everyone in the waiting lounge before the flight talked Croatian, I felt that these are my people, the Germans are too dry for me.
Čak i dok sam bio na aerodromu u Berlinu u čekaoni prije leta, čuo sam ljude kako govore hrvatski, mislio sam to su moji ljudi, ovi Njemci su jednostavno presuhi.
I immediately felt inspired to speak my three or four words Croatian with them, you know.
Onda sam se osjetio inspiriran da s njima popričam na sve tri riječi hrvatskog koje znam.
I said, kako ste? And I was extremely happy and communicative.
Bio sam vrlo sretan i komunikativan.
Nice. Let them have a little happiness, you know. Why not? I mean, let them feel so good. Their life is sad enough, so let them be
happy.
Hare Krishna. I wanted to show you one last slideshow for 7 minutes.
Htio sam vam pokazati za kraj jedan slideshow od 7 minuta.
Maybe we can close this.
Možda možemo zatvoriti.
It's just 7 minutes. It's really nice. You will like it.
Traje samo 7 minuta i zbilja je jako fin. Svidit će vam se.
Go ahead, and afterwards we will play just one short bhajan. No, afterwards. You are ready to come to Tanga, isn't it? No, not now, after. Isn't that a very practical point? This with the inner environment.
Zato nije vrlo praktična poanta taj unutrašnji okoliš.
Please do something about this point in your life.
Molim vas, učinite nešto u vezi toga u vašem životu.
Something very practical.
Nešto vrlo praktično.
Yeah. Next time I come, I will look into your face and I will see if you did something or if you forgot.
Drugi put kad dođem, pogledat ću vas u vaše lice i znaću da li ste nešto napravili u vezi toga ili ste zaboravili.
You can see the people who know about this point with the environment. They are really very happy people.
Možete vidjeti te ljude koji znaju tu poantu u vezi okoliša, kako su vrlo sretni.
Is it there, Gaurahari, or is it some Irina? Maybe you want to see, or you don't.
Before we enter to restart the whole computer, then it worked.
Yeah. Yes, why not? Yeah. We did this slide presentation. Please do it. Are you doing it now? We did this slide presentation a year back, I believe.
Ovu smo prezentaciju napravili prije godinu dana, vjerujem.
I wanted to have something or produce something which would encourage people in their spiritual lives.
Želio sam nešto napraviti što bi ohrabrilo ljude u njihovim duhovnim životima.
And I really feel that we are very encouraged when we become aware of the blessings which surround us.
I zbilja osjećam da postanemo ohrabreni kada postanemo svjesni blagoslova koji nas okružuju.
So the slideshow is called May You Be Blessed.
I slideshow se zove Budite blagoslovljeni.
I sent this poem which I wrote all over the world to many devotees and many institutions and they really liked it very much.
Poslao sam tu pjesmu mnogim ljudima, mnogim bahtama koju sam napisao i jako im se svidio.
Yeah.